The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Kangaroos camp. Riding the boundary for Pettis suspension this afternoon is Darren Parkin. And for Prestige Jayco, he's got beside him Sean Higgins.
I do indeed. Good afternoon, guys. Obviously very grateful to have Sean Higgins about an hour out from the bounce. Sean, I guess analysing your opponent's Hawthorn from last week, how do you analyse a game like that, given the manner with which it finished in a way that you could take into today?
Well, we just analyse at their Hawthorn at their best, and I think we've seen that over the first couple of weeks and also the JLT. So they were extremely good last week through patches and obviously an interesting 30 minutes of football to finish. But we always look at what the sides do at their very best, and when they're playing good football, we analyse that, and then we also go to work on what we can do to nullify that and hopefully get on top in certain areas as well.
Do you see similarities? I mean, obviously you started poorly in round one, but a much more competitive effort last week. Do you see similarities around centre bounce and things like that from your own performance last week?
Yeah, there were bits in that. It was probably a similar game in the end because we were... Well, I think we got to 28 points up last week, halfway through the third quarter, and then probably had an arm wrestle for 20, 25 minutes of play, and we were scores level with 3 minutes to go, and they ended up kicking three or four of the last goals last week, and the Hawks were similar as well. And it's just funny, the momentum in football this year, and we've seen so many examples already that you need to make the most when things are going your way, and it's really important that you can try and stem the flow when sides get on top. We weren't able to do that last week, and neither were the Hawks, so looks forward to be an interesting battle today.
Sean Kingy up in the K-Rock box along with Chuck Neely and Bucky. Want to avoid the drama of the last time you played Hawthorn?
It's already a lot less eventful than round five last year, that's for sure. But amazing how quickly 12 months goes.
I was going to ask you, what are your memories of that day? But that would be a ridiculous question.
Oh, they were okay up until about half time, and then it's a little bit foggy after that.
You're 0-2. What's the mood like around the camp? What's the footy club like when you've started without a win after the opening fortnight?
Oh, look, to be honest, it's really balanced and measured because you go to work. Well, we went to work on what we needed to do on Tuesday, analysed the game really closely from last week, and then from Tuesday afternoon onwards, it's very much the same every week, whether we win by 10 goals, lose by 10 goals, or have a close loss like we did last week, and the focus swings to the Hawks or the upcoming opponent, and nothing changed this week, and footy clubs are a really balanced environment in that regard, and we had some really good wins last year, and they were exactly the same as what they were this week. We probably went to work Tuesday a little bit more on what we did do and what we didn't do and what we need to do this week.
Shawnee, Chuck, good luck today. Happy New
Thanks,
Year.
Chuck.
Haven't seen you for a while. As a midfielder and the way you play, I'm sure we're even driving in today, looking upstairs, the blue sky, the MCG, you must be really excited about getting out there today and plying your craft.
Well, I am. We unfortunately don't get to experience the... The Hallow Turf as often as we would like, and I came out earlier today and stood out in the middle and soaked it all in because we only get one or two opportunities a year to play here, and it's an amazing stadium, and to be honest, you don't get too many better days for football than we do this afternoon, so we look forward to it.
100%. Just a lot of list changes, Shawnee, in the off-season, and you know, Polak, Pittard, Tyson, Hall, Campbell, the list goes on, I mean, as well as some of the younger players that have come in. Has there been one that's probably stood out in your eyes that you thought, gee, he's better than I thought he was, or someone that's attracted your attention around training of those new crew?
Yeah, look, you've probably heard it from a lot of the guys at the footy club all pre-season, but they've all had unbelievable pre-seasons. I think we've seen how effective Pollock can be on a wing. He had a slightly interrupted pre-season, Jasper Pittard, but I thought his game last week was unbelievable, and he got back to the form that rewarded him with All-Australian squad honours a couple of years ago, and we'd love for that form to continue. And the other one of the draftees we saw at round one, but Bailey Scott has acquitted himself unbelievably well since he got drafted to the football club. The ultimate professional. You don't say that too often for guys who come into the league as an 18-year-old, but prepares and trains harder than anyone, and he got rewarded round one, but he's going to have a long career at this level.
The Prestige Jayco pre-match interview with North Melbourne star Sean Higgins. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
G'day, Sean. How are you?
Good, Neildy. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Thank you. Good luck this afternoon.
Thanks.
Just a couple from me. You mentioned earlier about the analysis that goes into opposition sides. Now, given that you've had the JLT and you're coming in for your third game, have you picked up anything in the competition in terms of style of play that seems to be slightly different to that of last season?
Yeah, little bits and pieces. I mean, even just from spectator and watching a lot of games, the ball use and control, I think, is certainly up this season. Probably last week we saw that Collingwood v Richmond and the way they maintained the ball. It was a little bit like that last night. I think that's probably had a little bit to do with the reduced amount of scoring as well, because teams are so reluctant to go to a contest and give up control of the ball. That's one thing that stood out just from me watching it. In terms of the games that we've played, clearly last week, we spoke about it before, but the centre bounce involvement now and the scores from significantly jumped up. You would never see the amount of goals kicked from centre bounce that we have now. Probably decreased in scoring in certain other aspects of the game, but that part of the game is certainly one that, if you get it right, it can be hugely beneficial.
Yeah. Thanks for that. That's terrific insight. Just one more from me. You also mentioned that you analysed the Hawks at their very best. And sometimes, I think, well, you're clearly experienced enough to handle that. I hope you didn't spook your young kids in your side, that you see that they're not superhuman, these guys. And then you mentioned that there are certain aspects of the game when you get momentum that you want to capitalise on. So for today, can you just give us one thing that you believe you can get at Hawthorne and that could well help you win the match?
Well, it's mentioned so often, but we're putting a huge reliance on the midfield battle today. We really think that we need to get back to contested footy. That's what we pride ourselves on. That's what's held us in really good stead the last couple of seasons. It's probably what's dropped away at the certain parts of the game in games when teams have got on top of this. So it always starts in the middle, but I think the midfield battle is going to be huge to be able to enable us to get time in forward half, and in time in forward half normally results in us having a good day.
Sean Buckey here, mate. Good luck this afternoon.
Thanks, mate.
Look, you mentioned that momentum shift last week late in the game against the Lions. They were able to score multiple goals late in that game. What did you learn during the week? Obviously, the new 6-6-6 rule helped them with that quick scoring. Obviously, you looked at that during the week, and if you're going to put some things in practice today, if that happens again.
Yeah, we have looked at it, but there's so many. Clearly, we got done in centre bounce scores, and that happened. I mentioned they kicked the last four. But three of them were from free kicks. One was from a ruckman clearance, and the other one was they overlapped us. So it's not just a quick fix with that. It could be just one of those things that went against us for four or five centre bounces. But clearly, free kicks in the centre bounce we can't afford, because it really gives an opportunity for a free swing for the opposition. That's one thing we've got to get right. We'll go to work on that there. And then also we just spoke a little bit about how we structure up behind the ball at centre bounces as well.
Last one, Sean, we'll let you go. The sun's out. You want to go out and kick some footies rather than talk to us. But yeah, I know, I can see you itching to get out there. Just for our listeners, how's fatherhood? Did you sleep in the spare room last night? Any crying of the youngster? How's it all going?
Mate, I must admit, I actually had a house to myself last night. Oh. My wife had a wedding down the highway, so she took Rosie down to that, and really enjoyable night, because I had 10 hours sleep and I'm charged and ready to go, mate.
Go and get 40 touches, mate. Have a good one.
Very quickly, you must be proud of the sister too, finishing top 10 in the Cats best and fairest.
Well, yeah, she had a really good year for the first year in the AFLW, but I think full credit to the Geelong Footy Club to be able to play in the finals in the first year. Extremely good effort with a team that tries to grow young talent from in and around the Geelong area. So congratulations to all of them.
Yeah, Danny finishing 7th with 133 votes. Sean, good luck this afternoon. Good to talk to you.
Good on you, boys. Have a good call.
Sean Higgins joining us on K-Rock Footy.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.